Hello and welcome to the Success CD. This is the exclusive bonus audio program, a unique feature available only in Success Magazine, and something we provide free inside every issue. This is Darren Hardy, and I'm the publisher of Success. First off, I want to thank all of you for the enthusiastic feedback you've given us about how much you love this CD inside Success Magazine. We just finished a reader survey, and your raving comments inspired everyone on the Success team to continue to pour our heart and soul into making this an exceptional experience for you each and every month. By the time you're hearing me on this CD, we are either in or quickly approaching 2010. 2010, what a poetic sounding number. We have now just finished the first decade of the new century, so it's time to take an accounting. Over the last 10 years, how did you do? Are you living the life you envisioned for yourself? In 1999, when you were watching the ball drop for a new millennium, is this the life you pictured for yourself back then? 10 years ago, did you think you would be richer and healthier, have a better marriage and more friends, experience more joy, and have more peace of mind than you do now? If so, it's time for a turning point. You've probably heard Albert Einstein's definition of insanity. That is, doing the same things over and over and expecting different results. If you don't want the next 10 years to be like the last, now is the time to do something different. Humans are unique. We are the only species who can completely change the course of our lives. Ants can't do it, alligators can't, and lions can't. If a goose wanted to fly west instead of south for the winter, it couldn't. All other animals besides humans are directed entirely by the impulse written in their genetic code. As a human, if you don't like the story of your life thus far, you can rip up the script and write a completely new one. Ask anyone who has achieved great success in life. There was a turning point, a time when they made a clear and resolute decision that from that moment forward, their life would never be the same. They drew a figurative line in the sand and separated the patterns of their past from their new vision of themselves and the life they were committed to leading. Some make that turning point at age 15, some not until they're 50. Some do it several times throughout their lives, and some never at all. Here's my challenge for you. Now is your turning point. This year, this month, this day, this moment. What you have accomplished thus far is only a fraction of what's truly possible for you. You are far more powerful, capable, and gifted than you allow yourself to be. The only thing separating you from your grandest vision of your life is courage. Muster the courage to declare that right now, this year, is your turning point. Someone related a story to me recently about a man in his late 80s who was asked if he could come back and live the life of anybody he wanted, who would it be? His answer was, "I'd want to come back as the man I could have been, but never was." He said, "This time I'd act with more courage. I wouldn't allow my fear to turn me away from opportunities I didn't take. I'd risk more. I'd take chances I wish I had. I'd allow myself to fail more, love more, and laugh more. This time, I'd be sure to live more." Well, it's too late for him, but not for you. It's time to get serious. If you're serious about becoming financially well off, getting healthy, improving your marriage, or being a person of character that your children, colleagues, and community can look up to, then it's time to grow up and get serious about it. Make a decision. When the clock strikes midnight 10 years from now, you'll be able to look back with 2020 hindsight, literally, at this moment and this year as your pivotal turning point for the dream life you will be enjoying. Kickstart your 2010 and let the grand adventure begin. Okay, let's jump into the great content we've organized for you this month. First up, I'm going to take you with me as I sit down one-on-one with the man who has been called the godfather of Silicon Valley and the initiator of evangelism at Apple Computer, Mr. Guy Kawasaki. Guy has some great insights on entrepreneurship, fundraising, and social media. Next, we get the honor of spending time with another success legend. This issue is with Ken Blanchard, yes, of the 1 Minute Manager fame and 50 other books. A sensational guy and one I think you will learn a lot from. Then we have a special guest, a good friend, and also an extraordinary human being, Mr. John Fleming, who will talk about how we can inspire and prepare our teenagers, those leaders of tomorrow. And we continue our special series with the great John Maxwell, who always has inspirational and informative ideas to share. Now, sit back and enjoy this month's Success CD. And as always, I hope that success will be your most important resource to inspire, inform, and improve your life. Welcome to Success.